Time for a field update from Christian McGuire, Channel Seed technical agronomist up in northern Michigan, where we got off to a slow start, as you might imagine. But finally, things are starting to come around. Christian, good to talk with you. First, detail real roughly the slow start that you talk about.
Yeah, good morning, Andy. Just as you said, you know, up here, especially in northern Michigan, got started actually earlier than typical, but then it was just a long, drawn out, cold, wet start, you know, all the way through. Really didn't finish the bulk of our acres until kind of that last few days of the first week of June, which is obviously later than we would have liked. But now, especially this last week with some, you know, severe heat in the region, corn and soybeans are really thriving, looking very good coming out of some of those just slow, sluggish starts that they had. So things are really looking up.
What about rain with that heat? Certainly across the Corn Belt, there have been some extreme temperatures and also some pop-up rains, some that have been significant and helpful. What about you?
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, everything, for the most part, there's one-offs, but weather has been really conducive, you know, the last 10 days to really good crop growth. The only thing I will say, just every positive might have a negative, but I am watching tar spot be confirmed in northern Indiana and just kind of creeping towards our southern border here in Michigan. And I just know, you know, given the past 10 days of moisture, plenty of it in the, you know, forecast for the next 10 days, I do expect to see some tar spot starting to roll in. And we just need to keep, you know, keep on top of that, keep scouting, and then potentially make an earlier fungicide pass than we have in the past.
What's the history of that tar spot making it all the way up to where you are in northern Michigan?
Sure. Yeah, this would, if it comes to town, you know, next week, I would say that it's a little earlier than typical. Typically, we've been hitting, you know, that mid-July, and then back in 2021, the first really bad year of it for Michigan was actually not until mid-August that we saw it. So this would be definitely earlier than we are used to seeing it pop up in, especially my territory, northern Michigan. But we just need to stay vigilant and be watching out for it. And we now know how to, you know, at least attack it with fungicides. So we need to make sure we're doing those.
What kind of a schedule would you recommend be considered for that fungicide application?
Yeah, sure. So if we are going to make an earlier application, like a, you know, most corn in that V6 to V10 range in the next couple weeks here, that's going to be great to get foliar activity against tar spot. Residual is going to run out by that late July, early August timeframe that we just talked about. So, you know, I would say make that application if you're seeing it, and then scout through it in the next couple weeks. And then if we see, you know, resurgence in late July, early August, we're probably going to have to make that pass that we were already planning, you know, in that early reproductive stages.
If a farmer can corral that tar spot, if it happens to make it that far north, it sounds like maybe you're optimistic about what this crop could do this year.
I really am. And if you would have asked me that a month ago when it was, you know, very cold and wet still, I was not as optimistic. But now seeing the way things are looking with, you know, mainly weather-focused thoughts here, I have very high expectations of what this crop could be in Michigan.
Any other pests that are of a concern at this point?
Yeah, we talked a lot about tar spot, right? But tar spot is really most lethal with comorbidity. So we're talking crown rots and other foliar diseases that are out there on any given year, right? All this moisture up front here is really going to lead to some crown rot, I believe. So making that early, you know, early season fungicide pass is also going to help with that. So we need to not only watch out for tar spot, there's obviously still other issues out there, but none are really on the radar at the moment.
Okay. Talk a little bit about soybeans.
Yeah. Soybeans are coming along. Again, they had, you know, probably a tougher start than corn. Most of them are kind of just now starting to flower. We just had the solstice, obviously, longest day of the year. And so now we're really, you know, building our yield at this point. I think corn probably is off to a better start than soybeans in general, but still optimistic what the soybean crop could do here.
Christian McGuire, Channel Seed technical agronomist, covering northern Michigan. Sounds like things are maybe on a good path at this point, but keep an eye on tar spot. And we'll catch up with you later in the season. Good to talk with you, Christian.
Absolutely, Andy. Thank you.